message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'd like to welcome you to God's presence tonight. We are grateful for all that God has done in our midst. You were here on Sunday and you listened to those awesome testimonies and you were blessed by it. Let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. And you're expectant of your own testimony, not necessarily that you are trusting God for a baby girl to turn to a baby boy. Not necessarily that you are trusting God for one form of marital testimony, but you have your own area that you are trusting God for a testimony. And I pray for you tonight that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? We have been on our series on destiny security and preservation. We have been on our series on destiny security and destiny preservation. And tonight is the part three. We have been on this series in the last 3 weeks. And tonight, I trust God that God is going to bless someone again in Jesus' name. I'll quickly do a brief rundown of what we have done since we started. And then we'll go further into tonight's teaching. We have been looking at ways to destiny security and preservation. We have been looking at what we need to do. We are not allowed to press phones, please. We have been looking at areas that and what we need to do for our destiny to be secured and preserved. And we have looked at 8 points so far in this wonderful time that we've had together. Number one is that for a person to enjoy destiny security and preservation, the person must upgrade his or her mentality through revelation. You must assess revelation for you to enjoy destiny security. You must assess upgrade of mentality through revelation. Revelation, someone say revelation. The more of revelation you have, the more secure your destiny is. The Bible says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I know that if Christ is in me, since Christ cannot be killed, I cannot be killed. It's just revelation. It's just revelation. Number two, we went further in our classes to talk about walking in obedience. Any man or woman that wants to enjoy the best of God in terms of security must walk in obedience. We must walk in obedience. We must obey his instructions. We must obey his commandment. We must obey what he has told us to do. Number three, way to destiny security and preservation is that don't follow multitude to do evil. Because people are doing evil and they are getting away with it doesn't mean that you and I should do the same evil. Our country is now bombarded with so much evil. The insecurity is so much. Because people just feel that when they do evil, they can get away with it. But you and I are not permitted to be involved in such because we are believers. We are children of God. Number four, we went further in this Destiny Security and Preservation series to talk about abiding in the presence of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you dwell in the presence of God regularly, it's very unlikely that you will suffer any form of lack of security. I spoke about Aso Rock, that if you dwell inside Aso Rock, armed robber can't just come and carry your car there. Armed robber can't just come and enter into your house. If you walk in CBN, for example, you can't just see robbers just entering because they know there's mobile police everywhere. The same thing with God. When you walk with God and you abide in his presence, your destiny is secured. Put your right hand on your chest and say, in the name of Jesus, my destiny is secured. The destiny of my family is secured. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Number five, we talked about securing blessings and not curses, where I talked about parents receiving the blessings of your parents, receiving the blessings of your spiritual parents and your biological parents, receiving their blessings. I think I also spoke from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1. Ephesians 6 verse 1, that we are expected to honor. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. We are expected to obey our parents in the Lord, spiritual parents and biological parents, if we want to enjoy security. Any child, either big or small, who disdains his parents is a child that is not secure. I mean, I've noticed in my own family, some of the people that have faced the greatest risk in life were those who disdained parents. And I'm talking of from personal experience, my extended family. And so our riches, wealth, handsomeness, beauty must not get into our head or our certificate for us not to remember where we are from. Elders will say it is from a black pot that white things come out from. Up, white pot, come out from a white, from a black pot. So no matter how blessed you are today, you have a source. Number six, beloved, that we looked at so far in this series on destiny, security, and preservation is trust in God. Your trust in God is what will make you not to rust in life. When you trust, you will not rust. When you trust, you will not rust. Your trust in God will make you a person that cannot rust in life. Don't trust in guns. Don't trust in charms. Charms will fail. Charms will fail. I saw something on the internet that happened yesterday, or maybe the day before yesterday, of a lady that was flying in the night, 3 a.m. the day before, was flying across a company called Nestle in Lagos at Agbara, and then she fell down at 3 a.m. in the night. She was flying for an assignment. She trusted in her witchcraft power, and she just dropped there. Maybe somebody was praying around that place at that time, and she just dropped down half naked. This place was naked. This place was, well, she was wearing something there. She trusted in that, but it failed her. All the things that your enemies trust in, it will fail them. I say all the things that your enemies trust in, it will fail them. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Don't trust in any other thing except this God, because he's the all-powerful, he's the almighty. Number seven that we talked about, if a man wants his destiny to be secured, is to enjoy or to live in God's service with zeal. Be zealous for God. Let there be a reason why God will say you cannot die. Let there be a reason why God will say, no, this is dead. This is my daughter, she can't die now. It's very useful to me. Very, very useful. She's singing in the choir. She's in the sanctuary. She's in the ushering department. He's in the security department outside. He's preaching. He's teaching. He's a cell leader. He's doing something for me. There's something that he's doing. He can't just die like that. You will not die like a chicken. I say you will not die like a chicken. Every car that is valuable to you, you service it regularly, you don't want it to knock. Am I right? Every car that you are using, you don't want it to knock. A car that is useless to you, you don't care about it. If it's not working, you don't really care. Maybe they say, we want to tow this car and go and destroy this car somewhere. Someone will say that we should go and destroy it somewhere. Or the governor, maybe Abdurrahman here, says we should go and destroy this car. He said, please, he's not doing anything to me. But a car that drives you everywhere, brings you to church, takes your children to school, carries you anywhere you want to go. They want to tow it. He said, please, don't tow this car, please. Please, I take God, beg you. He said, no, be God. You have to pay $25,000. Quickly pay it. Because you don't want the car to have problem. So when you are serving God with zeal, God will not want you to die. You will not die like a chicken. I say you will not die like a chicken. And number eight, where I stopped last week, is guide your heart if you want to enjoy security. Don't think death. Don't reminisce about death. Don't think. You see, you are your thoughts, and your thought is you. What you think will happen. I told you of the story of a man who was driving. I said, I've never even tasted accident before. I've been hearing of it. Okay, maybe soon, sha, I will taste it. And about 3 minutes later, he lost his life. He had an accident. He just thought about it in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Philippians 2, verse 5. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. So the mind that should be in you should be the mind of Christ. So when evil thought comes into your heart, you wash it away. Get it out. Say, get out, evil thoughts. What do you mean? That I won't have my children safely. What do you mean? What do you mean? That I'm going to die before my time. And I pray for somebody here today, you will live long. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. I said you will live long. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Tonight, we're firing on in our series, and we are trusting God that no one will go back the same in Jesus' name. Are you set? If you are set, come on, shout a big hallelujah. So number nine, which is number one for us tonight, on ways to destiny security or factors that promote your security and preservation, is existing under prophetic and pastoral cover. Existing under prophetic and pastoral cover. Open your Bibles with me to Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. Hosea, H-O-S-E-A. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. We're reading together. And the Bible says, can we read together, everybody? One, two, go. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel. Praise the Lord. I know we are fasting, but once we're in the house of the Lord, our response is very important. Can we take it one more time? One, two, go. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. By a prophet. That is God's standard. Your prophet is for your profit. Your prophet is an instrument that God has placed there for your protection and your preservation. And until a child of God knows this, that life is full of rain and you need covering to be preserved from rain that is not wanted. That is the work of your prophet. Prophet exists amongst other things as instruments of protection and preservation. And so a prophet you criticize cannot benefit you. A prophet you don't believe in cannot profit you. A prophet that you join others to speak about negatively can never be engaged. His anointing cannot be engaged in your preservation. And so it's very dangerous. It's even more dangerous to sit under a prophet and to walk against that prophet. Because the unction on that prophet can work against you. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. So you need to submit to the instruction of your prophet to enjoy what he carries. You need to be submissive to the instruction of your prophet for you to enjoy what the grace that your prophet carries. And different servants of God carry different graces. But one grace that I think most servants of God carry is this grace of preservation. Because God has placed them as instruments of preservation. As instruments of protection of those that God has brought under them. They're like spiritual warriors. They stand in the place of battle against the fierce attack against the people of God. My prayer for someone here tonight is that God will give you the grace to be able to continually stay under the cover of your prophet in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say amen? Amen. So the children of Israel were preserved because they stood under their prophet. When they decided to go their own way, they suffered ghastly waste. I've been privileged by God as a pastor myself to also have my own pastor that I submit to by God's grace and by God's privilege. And this has been consistently so, unbrokenly so. And it shows in my life. It shows in my life. You can't doubt it. And it's something that always works. Any grace you submit to, the grace and the unction in that person also works in you and even much more. My prayer for you all the days of your life is that evil that never befalls your prophet will never befall you. Shame that never befalls your prophet will never befall you. Did I hear you say a big amen? It's just about your belief. One of our sons here was sharing a testimony 2 Sundays ago. He said we were praying together in the prayer banquet at the back here. And he needed money. And he said, I was praying, which is very unlike me, to pray. And then I put my hands. He said, within a split second, I placed my hand on a wall. And he said, he watched me walk out of that place. And he went there and he looked for that exact spot and placed his hand there. And the exact amount of money he was looking for to get out of debt, he got it the following day. That's how God works. It's to you according to your faith. When you believe God and you believe his prophet, then you enjoy profiting. All the days of your life, you enjoy profiting in Jesus' name. Existing under prophetic cover, under pastoral cover, always makes you enjoy the best of protection, the best of preservation, the best of protection. Number 10, way to enjoy destiny, security, and preservation is living a praiseful life. Living a praiseful life involves possession of a heart of gratitude. It involves living a life devoid of murmuring and complaining. It involves a life of always being happy. When you are happy always, God wants to be around you always. When you are sad, then God is not interested because it is a sign that you don't believe in him. But when you are always delighted, your heart is always rejoicing. Don't be a person that almost every day somebody has to ask you, Kiloshe, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? It means that you are carrying it. Can you see somebody laughing and jumping about and excited? And you're not saying, why are you looking depressed? We can't say that. So when somebody says, why are you looking so morose? Why are you looking? Something is wrong. And people that always look always sad fall sick easily. When you fall sad always, because there are hormones that are released when you are sad. There are hormones that are released when you're unhappy. There are hormones that are released when a child of God refuses to smile. No matter how wonderful the joke is. So be a person that your heart is always oozing with praise. In Psalm 150 verse 6, the Bible says, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. As long as the breath is in your nostrils and you want more preservation, always be happy. Always rejoice. Always celebrate. And you will only be happy when your heart is grateful for what you have, what God, you can see that God has done. You know what happens to most of us? We only look at what we don't have. Ah, this person has a house in Banana Island. This person has a house in Dubai. Has a flat in Dubai. And this person has a car in so-so place. And this person is... All those things are mundane things. And if you need those things in due time, someone say due time. In due time, you will get it and even beyond. Don't allow anything to steal your joy. Men here today, because it's very peculiar a lot of times to men, at a particular age, you see men become so depressed because they feel that they have not yet reached where they are supposed to reach by now. They themselves use something to calculate where they should be, as if they were the one that created themselves. By now, this one, that one. I should have had this one. I should have had this one. I should have had accounts in at least 10 banks in Nigeria by now. What is wrong with you now? Don't do that as a man. What you have and what he has done for you, be grateful for it. Show your praise. Release your praise so that he can release your raise. Release your praise and he will raise you up. Many have refused to be raised because they refuse to praise. But in the name of Jesus, you will not be erased. I say you will not be erased. I say you will not be erased. When you face God in praise, your enemies will face themselves in a fight. So don't bother yourself about enemies, about this, about... Just keep praising God. That's what Joseph did in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 1 all through to the end in 37. They were praising God, and the enemy faced themselves. Keep praising God, then you don't need to fight anybody. Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, I will fight for you, you will hold your peace. I will fight for you, you will hold your peace. The grace to continue to praise God all the days of your life to keep you secured. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Your praises is a preservative. Your praises is a preservative. Your praises is a, it will preserve your children. It will preserve your journey. It will preserve everything. We've heard the story many times when we would travel to Lagos, coming three of us in the night, dead of the night. And as we got to beggar, the Holy Spirit just said, oh, yeah, start praising. So we started praising. I started praising, and others joined later, not knowing that evil was in front. Gunmen were in front, in Ogomosho here. Stop. And we refused to stop. And they gunned the car. And not a single bullet. The bullets were even near the tank. Yet it missed the tank. The bullet the enemy will send to you today, it will miss your children. It will miss your husband and miss your wife. It will miss out on the sensitive part of your destiny in Jesus' name. And I say in the name of Jesus, the bullet sent to you is returned back to senders. It is returned back to the senders. Keep praising God and your security is sure. Keep praising God and your security is sure. One of my beloved daughters here, one night we finished a vigil and she was going home with her friend, praising God, thanking God. You know how we normally have our vigils full of praise. We just praise and praise and praise and praise and praise and praise. She was going home, not knowing that she had entered a car they call One Chance, whereby you enter the car and there's no that chance. That's the last chance for the person to leave. And as she entered, the man started doing incantations. Whatever we say of God should go is what of God we must go. Whatever we say of God should go is what of God must go. And she said, what's going on here? And she started, she went back into praise again. What she was doing before, she remembered, I've been taught by my pastor. And she started praising God. They're worshiping God. And all their juju turned into water. The thing just wasted for nothing. I'm sure they were shocked and surprised. Yeah, what kind of human being is this? We have been using this thing and it is happening. It is working. But on these ones, it cannot work because they are praiseful. All the days of your life, praise shall be your portion. All the days of your life, praise shall be your portion. You always have cause to praise God in the name of Jesus. Number 10, way to destiny, security, and preservation is watch your association. Watch your company. Proverbs 13 verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Anybody who doesn't watch his company is not careful about his destiny. Any man or woman who is not watchful about his company is not careful about, is not serious about his life. 20 children don't pray for 20 years. Somebody might have been your friend for donkey years, and because of their lifestyle, you have to go to another way. Somebody might have been your friend from KG, to primary school, secondary school, but when you get to a particular level, you have to let the person go another way because the person wants to ruin your life. Association affects security. Who surrounds you determines what surrounds you. Who surrounds you determines what surrounds you. The association of Samson with Delilah killed him. The association of Ammon with Jonadab killed him. One day, a man called Sheba, the son of Bishri, in 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 1 to 6, you know the story, entered into a city, and everybody at that city was about, they were about to kill all of them. The Bible says, and there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bishri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bishri. But the men of Judah clave unto their king from Jordan, even unto Jerusalem. And David came to his house to Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Go on. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou present. And Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the same time. The summary of the case was that they dispatched people to eliminate that guy because of his presence in that place. And if you read the story, when immediately they brought him out, the city was spared. That's how your family will be spared. I say that is how your family will be spared. That is how your family will be spared. That story is 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 1 to 26. It's 26 verses, and we are still on number 5. Because of time, I need to run. You can just read it up when you get home. The story of Sheba, the son of Bishri. Also, if you are not careful about your friends, you are not careful about your security. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong company. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. It's better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong company. May you not walk with the wrong company in Jesus' name. He said, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship had light with darkness? What fellowship had righteousness with unrighteousness? My prayer for somebody here today is that your company will not ruin your life in Jesus' name. How can you say your best friend is a Yahoo Yahoo boy? Say, my best friend is a Yahoo Yahoo boy. That's my best friend. Your life is at risk. How can your best friend be somebody who is into prostitution? How can you say my best friend is yeah, that's just what she does. That's just what she does. How can you be in a room and a roommate and you are there permanently from 100 level, 200 level, 300 level to almost to the end of school with somebody who is an unbeliever who brings boys to the room and he tells you to please exit for some time? Your life is at risk. Your life is at risk. Your life is at risk. A lot of people in jail is not because they are bad. Somebody was telling me a story this last week, and the person is here now. Very interesting story. They came into his compound and packed bad boys, and they pack him along with the bad boys. You must be very, very careful the people you associate with and the company you keep. You must be very, very careful where you spend the night. There are some places you can't even spend one night there. The elders will say, a child that is born well does not go about in the middle of the night. A child that is born well does not go about in the middle of the night. You can't see somebody who is a child of God, who is very irresponsible child of God, walking about aimlessly in the middle of the night. Just walking about aimlessly in the middle of the night. Going about aimlessly in the middle of the night with wrong friends is a sign of irresponsibility. It's a sign of irresponsibility. So if you really want your destiny to be secured, it's very important that you watch your friends. Some of us, we find it very, very difficult to break away from people. It's better for you to break away from bad friends than for them to break your destiny. Break away from them. Somebody who is permanently smoking in your bedroom. Permanently smoking. I say, that's my best friend. I love him with passion. As he's puffing the cigarette, he's also puffing some into your nose. Be watchful of your friends. If you read the scriptures all through, a lot of those whose destiny had problems, it was because of friends. And those that are your friends that have problems in life, just watch them. Most of the time, their security has problems because of friends. I heard the story of a guy who traveled with a friend, traveled with him somewhere for a party. They had accidents because he feared them. Traveled again with that same friend to go out for another event somewhere. They had accidents. By the third time, again, the guy's father or mother died. They wanted to go to the village. The guy said, I'm not following you this time. By the time they went for an accident, they died, and they had an accident, and everybody died in the car. If he did not dissociate himself, he would have died like a chicken. You will not die like a chicken. You must be able, once you notice some things in some people's life, that this one is not going where I'm going. This one, his life is at risk. They came to arrest him first time. They came to arrest him second time. They came to, something is wrong somewhere. Then you dissociate yourself. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. And number 11, tip for destiny security is to walk in faith. Walk in faith. Faith is a weapon for fighting for your security. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians 6, verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith thou shalt be able to fight all the fiery darts of the wicked. You'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked because of your faith. Take your faith serious. Building your faith, take it very, very serious. How do you build your faith? You study. That's how to build your faith. You study. You are reading one chapter in January. Improve it to two chapters. You are reading two chapters before. Improve it to three chapters. You see, the more you have faith, the more your spirit has weight to fight. Once you don't have faith, you can't fight. Friends, life has battles. Life has battles. And when battles come, it is those that have faith that can conquer. You will conquer. I say you will conquer. That battle in your family, you will conquer. That battle over your business, you will conquer. That battle over your destiny, you will conquer. And it takes faith. If it's not faith, it is fake. You need to build your faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith thou shalt be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. So no man can ever be secure without faith. No man can enjoy preservation except you have faith. You must have faith in God. You must have faith in his servant and believe in his servant. Believe in the God that is behind that servant of God. I see your security being sure in the name of Jesus. I see you being secure in the name of Jesus. Nobody here, nobody under the sound of my voice, and those who are watching me, nobody here today will die in an untimely manner. I say you will not die in an untimely manner. You will not die in an untimely manner. Your destiny will not die in an untimely manner. Nobody in your family will die in an untimely manner. In the name of Jesus. Number 12, where I will stop tonight on ways to destiny security is to pray often. Pray often. Pray often. Especially praying in the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always in the spirit. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the spirit. Praying always. Someone say praying always. Praying always. Praying always. Let your spirit be a prayerful spirit. Let your spirit be a prayerful spirit. That will be dealt with extensively on Friday night at the vigil. Until you are ready to be violent in the place of prayer, there's no way you can get the best of God. Prayer is important for a believer that wants to be secure. We're in a wicked world. We're in a wicked world. Prayer is essential. Remember, say Jesus prayed all night. If Jesus can pray all night, can you imagine you and I? Jesus, the old Jesus, he prayed all night. So we can imagine you and I, how much of prayer we need to be engage ourselves in. How much of prayer we need to engage ourselves in. How much of prayer we need to engage ourselves in. The more you pray, the more you... Prayer is like fire. Prayer produces fire. Let me put it that way. When you pray, you produce fire. And fire keeps the beast away. Someone say fire. Keeps the beast away. When the beast sees fire, he knows this is fire. Even a madman knows fire. Rat knows fire. Snake knows fire. Wicked people know fire. When they see fire, they say, no. No, this person, please don't touch this person, please. This person is fire. And you know the beauty about prayer? You can pray anywhere. You can pray in the kitchen. You can pray in the toilet. You can pray in the car. You can pray while we're waiting for a lecturer to come. Anywhere. You can pray in the salon when they are making your hair for you. You can pray anywhere. You can pray if you are the kind of person that does exercise while you are jogging or doing that. You can pray. You can be praying. Anywhere. To ensure that you are secure. My prayer for you is that you enjoy security. I say you will enjoy security. What killed others will not kill you. What killed members of your family will not kill you. If it remains 1 minute for you to enter into evil, you will escape it. If it remains 1 second for you to enter into evil, you will escape it. If it remains 1 second for you to die, you will escape it. In your family, nobody will die in an untimely manner. In your home, nobody will die in an untimely manner. In your family, nobody will die in an untimely manner. The arrows of untimely death sent to you is hereby sent back to the senders. The arrows of wickedness sent to your family is sent back to the senders. All the days of your life, you will enjoy security. All the days of your life, you will enjoy security. All the days of your life, you will enjoy security. Now mark it. All those who are associated, connected with you, everybody, your brothers, your sisters, anybody around you associated, connected with you, my God will preserve them. I say, my God will preserve them. I say, my God will preserve them. What they have planned, it will go back to them and their children. What they have proposed will go back to them and their children. Throughout this month and the rest of 2019, it shall be good news all the way. Throughout this month and the rest of 2019, it shall be good news all the way. Good news over your children. Good news over your family. Good news as you journey. Good news as you go to school. Good news as you go to work. Preservation in every area. Protection in every area. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, even the hair of our body is numbered by God. What does that mean? Even one single hair of your body must not be extracted by the wicked. Did I hear you say a big amen? Not a single hair of your body will be extracted by the wicked. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, the Bible said they put them inside the lake of fire. And even the smell of fire was not on their body. I don't know the kind of evil that is around you. It will not smell on you. It will not touch you. It will not touch your children. It will not touch your family members. It will not touch you at all. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Somebody that receive it tonight, shout, I receive it. And that is your portion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Thank you, Father. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we go into prayer, we'll take one more worship song and then we'll pray and thank God for the security that we have enjoyed so far. And I know that as we do that, I see God blessing us in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and just worship. Oluwa enyi loto, enyi loto, enyi loto. I thank you for the security I have enjoyed from January till date. Thank you for preserving me. Lift your voice, everybody. Lift your voice, everybody. Lift your voice, everybody. Thank you for the security. Securing me in my journey. Securing me everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say, Father, empower me to continually stay under prophetic and pastoral cover that you have placed over me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I receive the grace to continually stay under your prophetic and pastoral cover that you have placed over me. Father, empower me. Father, embrace me to continually stay under cover. I refuse, oh Lord, to be at risk. I refuse to be at a risk. I refuse to be at a risk. My life will not be at a risk. The life of my children will not be at a risk. I receive that grace. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a vagabond. I reject the vagabond spirit. That is the spirit that makes a person not stable. That spirit is the person that makes a person not to be stable. It's the spirit that makes a person not to have stability. And it's the spirit that brings risk. You will say, Father, I refuse to be a vagabond. I refuse the vagabond anointing. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Help me, Lord. I refuse to be a vagabond. Help me to be stable. Help me to be consistent. Help me to be consistent. Help me to be stable. I refuse. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You will say, Father, I refuse to be a murmurer and a complainer. Oh God, remove from me every spirit of complaining. Lift your voice and pray. Complaining complicates destiny. Complaining complicates destiny. Father, remove every spirit of murmuring from me. Remove it. Every spirit of murmuring and complaining, Father, remove it from my life. Totally and completely. I refuse every spirit of murmuring, every spirit of complaining. I refuse you. You can no longer operate in my life. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, give me a new heart, a grateful heart. Give me a new heart, a praiseful heart. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody, pray. Father, give me a new heart, a heart that is always grateful for life, grateful for what you have done for me. And I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new work in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Lord, I thank you for the future I see. Give me a new heart. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within. Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O God. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me.
door unto me. The joy of my salvation and renew the right spirit within me.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say, Father, disconnect me from evil association, from unprofitable association that can affect my destiny security. Lift your voice and pray. Disconnect me from any friend that can ruin my life. Disconnect me from anybody that can be a problem to me. Disconnect me from anybody that can bring about evil in my life. Father, disconnect me from anybody that can be a source for the termination of my life. Disconnect me. 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 Father, disconnect me from any association Disconnect me from any association that can affect my destiny negatively. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray and say, Father, cast away from around my vicinity those that have been sent to ruin my life. Now listen, that story that I couldn't finish, please read it when you get to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20 that I read earlier on, but I couldn't finish because of time. That guy called Sheba the son of Bichri, they had to cut off his head. The Bible said they cut off his head and they threw it out to Joab. Joab was the person that was sent by David to go and ruin the city because of that guy. They had to cut off his head. And when they cut off his head, they threw his head out before the people were spared. You are going to pray and say, Father, you are going to say, Father, anybody that is around me that is sent to destroy my life, Father, remove them. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and remove them. Anybody sent by the wicked Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let's rephrase that prayer like this. Maybe you'll be able to pray better. You will say, Father, any person that is evil around me that will cause me evil, Father, remove them. Father, remove them. Prayers in Jesus' name. Anybody that is evil around me that will cost me my life, that will cost me my destiny, separate me from them. Separate me from evil association. Separate me from anybody that want to ruin our destiny or destroy it totally. Separate my destiny from those that will ruin it or destroy it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, grant me and my family security and protection in the rest of 2019 and beyond. Lift your voice and pray. Grant us security in the rest of 2019 and beyond. Grant us security Sadness will never be our portion. Evil will never befall us. Evil will never come near us. Evil will never befall us. Secure us from evil. Secure us from arrows of darkness. Sickness is not my portion. Disease is not my portion. Accident is not my portion. Untimely death is not my portion. I will continue to enjoy security and protection and guidance. I receive grace for protection and guidance in the rest of the year and beyond. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, use your blood to preserve us. Use your blood, your precious blood, to keep us from evil. Lift your voice and pray. Use your blood to keep us. Via your blood. Use your blood to keep us.
By your blood, oh Lord, 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 you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free.
For your preservation by the blood of Jesus.
By your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, by your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, protect every member of this commission and our family members, all our students, as they begin to travel, and as many that are traveling. Father, cover them with your blood. In this commission, there shall be no loss. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Lift your voice, pray. There shall be no loss. No loss of life. No loss of property. Everyone preserved. Adult preserved. Children preserved. Youth preserved. Preservation, protection, preservation, protection. We are preserved from evil, preserved from death, preserved from sickness, preserved from accident. We are preserved by your power. We are preserved by your power. Thank you, Father.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.